Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Over the weekend, the city of Sacramento hosted a kickoff event for National Poetry Month, and there were some heavy hitters invited to perform. There is California Poet Laureate Lee Herrick, Stockton Poet Laureate Tamara Brisbane, and Sacramento Poet Laureate Andrew Defy. They all came together for the celebration and to really honor the spoken word of artists from all over the state. National Poetry Month is actually the largest literary celebration in the world. It celebrates and it highlights the importance of poetry in our culture and in our lives. And Sacramento has a deep history with poetry. From slam poetry to spoken word, theatrical, and hip-hop, there really is no limit to the blend of poetry that has taken root and sprouted here at the state capitol. Joining us to explain the history of poetry and its future is Sacramento's very own poet laureate, Andrew Defy. Good morning. Nice to see you.
Good morning. So happy to be here.
We cannot wait to hear some of your work in just a few minutes. But first, let's learn about Poetry Month and the roots here in Sacramento.
Yeah, it's this has been going on for a long time. And Sacramento is such a hotbed and a wealth of poetry and history out here, you know, from Mahogany Urban Poetry to Luna's Cafe to the Sacramento Poetry Center. There's so much out here. And now continuing with the new generation with Sacramento Area Youth Speaks and some of the young people out here making a lot of history.
That is wonderful. I mean, and it's an important reminder because Sacramento actually has ties to some very famous poets like Amanda Gorman. Her grandmother lives in the Sacramento area, Brandon Lake. These probably are not just the only two.
No, absolutely not. I was talking to an elder last night who was like, hey, I studied under Maya Angelou at Sac State.
Wow.
Sacramento has deep, deep roots. And then, the last National Youth Poet Laureate, Alexandra Wynn, actually comes from Sacramento. She's a Sacramento Area Youth Speaks alumni. From the past to the future, we really do it all here in Sacramento.
So how has poetry evolved over the years and decades in Sacramento? What is modern day, like the version of poetry, and how does it compare with what maybe some people might think, the older vintage type of art form?
Yeah, I mean, we talk about the page and the stage, and both of these things still exist and are still evolving. Currently, the stage is really this, what they call slam poetry, which is the more theatric performance. When you see a Brandon Leak who won America's Got Talent in 2020, that's a great example of slam poetry. And Sacramento is such a, has so many amazing slam poets really carrying that torch right now.
When did poetry begin for you?
Poetry began for me probably 13 years old, I think I started writing, had just some big feelings and big emotions, was going through a lot in childhood. And I think that's where it starts for a lot of people. I was at a youth open mic last night at the Sacramento Poetry Center, and just hearing the young people express themselves and some of those big feelings and being able to just kind of process them. And I think that's where a lot of us start in poetry.
Given that there's obviously a tight-knit community here when it comes to poets, if someone wants to dip their toe in, they want to take it in, do you have any recommendations for local organizations people can attend?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think the Sacramento Poetry Center is a great place to start. There's been some really amazing work done the last few years to make that into a space for everyone and to take accountability for times when it was an older white establishment that poetry can sometimes be. So there are open mics every Monday night at 7:30. Like I said, last night we had a youth open mic. Next week we are having the elders, who I think they said 340 years of poetry between them. There's some I think we have a 90-year-old, 102-year-old, so it really is for everyone.
Yeah. What if someone wants to grow their craft?
Yeah, there's all kinds of writing workshops. I actually heard last night there's a new one that's going to be starting up on Friday nights, I believe. This is just a space to write and to be together with other poets. You know, that's part of the idea of bringing everyone together, is the elders have so much to teach the younger generation, and the young generation has so much fire and passion to reignite some of us who've been writing for a long time.
Yeah, you're talking about such a wide range of generations. I'm just trying to visualize it. I imagine it never gets old and there's always inspiration.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where the mentorship really comes in. You know, we have elders in this community who can just slice you open with 10 words, you know, the mastery of the craft. And you've got young people that their passion will send you home to write no matter what time the event is over. I'll go home and pick up a pen because it sparks that kind of fire in you.
And you are now Sacramento's Poet Laureate. How does that feel?
Oh, my God. It's the greatest honor in my life. You know, I've always wanted to be a poet. I've always been a poet. And when I found out there was a Poet Laureate and that was a thing, I was like, that's what I want to do with my life. So for me, it is a life's dream, you know, and being able to, for me, it's a, you know, a lot of times it's a lifetime achievement award. For me, it's a working title. And I think being able to advocate for the poets in this city and to be able to advocate for equity and diversity and representation for the poets in this community has been really important. And we're making some real headway and creating some beautiful spaces for everyone to come together. This weekend being a primary example of that multicultural, multi-generational, a poetry space that looks like Sacramento.
This weekend?
Yeah. Yeah, this past weekend we kicked off National Poetry Month with not one, not two, but three Poet Laureates and a bunch of the other poets as well. We've been doing a thing called Guerrilla Poetry out here for a long time, and so we got to bring some of that in. And Lee Herrick, the California Poet Laureate, was like, yo, what was that? That was amazing. And it's something that's, you know, it's not only Sacramento, but it's a very Sacramento style of poetry where people just kind of pop up from each corner of the event. But, you know, looking out, we had, you know, a couple hundred people, and every style of poetry, every culture, every corner of the city represented. In Sacramento, a lot of times, we like to tout our diversity, but it's very siloed and it's very segregated. You know, the older folks read over here, the Black community reads over here, the boho community reads here, and the academics read over here. And I think everybody was in the same space. And, you know, that's what the Sacramento Poetry Center should be, is the center of Sacramento poetry. And it really, really was. And it was a beautiful reintroduction to that space.
Before we listen to one of your pieces, describe your style of poetry.
You know, I come from hip hop. I was a rapper before I was the Poet Laureate. So there's definitely, you know, rhythm in the roots. And then I kind of turn to slam poetry. But, you know, recently I've been working on these shorter poems that lean a little less on rhyme and just exploring. I love the written word. And again, I have, you know, the first Poet Laureate of the city, Viola Spencer. That's grandmother poetry to me. And so I've really like gotten a chance to study her work and the work of, you know, poets like Jose Montoya, who was huge out here, and just really like dive into, you know, expanding my own form a little bit. Like I said, I love all of it, and I love to be able to relate to people and learn from all of the poets in this city. I'm not the best poet in this city, but you won't find anyone in this city who loves poetry more than me.
Well, let's take a listen. Let's hear Do You See It Yet? It was our managing editor's favorite.
Yeah, let me pull that up. I wrote this during the pandemic when I was just scrolling one day and I felt like a lot of people just didn't feel like they were enough. And I think a lot of us struggle with that. So I wrote this one for you. You are enough. Divinity flows in your fingertips with light so radiant, every beat of your heart a victory march. Made of whole universes, stitched by the hands of creation with flawless design, a prophecy you fulfill perfectly with every breath. You. The sun wouldn't shine the same without it. Creation is only waiting for you to smile back at it. Do you see it yet? You are enough for the birds to sing about, for the seeds to sprout about, for the stars to shoot about. Do you see it yet? Gardens in your speech, fields of wildflowers in your prayers, lighthouses in your eyes. No one else can see it for you. You have always been enough. You will always be enough. Your simple act of being is enough. Do you see it yet?
That's beautiful, and it really captures how you couldn't write that and just keep it to yourself. And that's what poetry is, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think it's, you know, when people ask me what poetry is and what it's for, I think it's to take some of these huge feelings and these huge ideas and be able to make them bite-sized and make them processable. And when I watched how people were struggling in the isolation and with their mental health during the pandemic, finding a way to just really breathe some life and some love into my community through the spoken word, that, you know, that felt like what I was supposed to be doing as the poet laureate, as the lockdown laureate. So, you know, that's absolutely what the poetry is for.
Yeah, there's a great deal of compassion and empathy in what you wrote.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's so universal, you know, and every once in a while I have to remind myself to turn that one back on myself. I'll read it as like, I am enough, right? Again, speaking that life and love into the community, and empathy is such a big part of the poetry.
Andrew, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Andrew Defy is Sacramento's Poet Laureate. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about all of our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Corral Martinez, with managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minata. Insight's technical director and engineer is Mark Jones. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. And I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.